You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
But I'm going to go with Caleb McGarry because the thing about offensive linemen is, Bo, you don't really want to hear their names. But when you do, most of the time it's a bad thing. We haven't really heard Caleb McGarry's name on the broadcast. I mean, Wes Durham and Dave Archer, luckily, have only been really saying good things about the offensive line. Not too many bad things about the offensive line and Caleb McGarry in particular. And we all know Caleb McGarry coming into the season was on a contract year. And, you know, the vibe around Caleb wasn't too great, to be honest. But now it's becoming, it's a little early, but it's starting to creep into at least my mind of, okay, Caleb may be on his way to earning a second contract with the Falcons if he keeps up the play that he's playing right now. So for me, it's been Caleb McGarry I've been most surprised with. And, you know, we talked about all as well to him in the offseason, him coming in a little bit more jacked, a little bit more, not burly, but, you know, muscular. So Caleb McGarry, he's looked good so far. He's putting those muscles to use.
Yeah, I never bought the he's more jacked now crap because I've been around the guy since he was drafted and he looks exactly the same to me. I think it was a perfect timing picture,
right?
For where Caleb, he was flexing. And Caleb basically alluded to that in training camp when we talked to him. And it was good. I got a brief moment to talk to him in Seattle. In the hotel, and I know that he was happy to be home. You know, he's from Washington State.
Went
he
to
played
Washington,
yeah. University of Washington. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I know it was cool for him to be back, and I definitely think he had a little juice from being at home, playing at home, you know, and playing in Seattle, near where, you know, where he went to college, near where, you know, because University of Washington is up there, and
right.
So I think that was good for him. But look, he's had a couple of moments that weren't great. I think the Hail Mary play in the Rams game, he got
beat, and it
forced Marcus to move out of the pocket early, and ultimately led to them not getting the ball up and out. And I mean, everybody makes a big deal about that. Problem is, a Hail Mary, the chances are very low, but you would like to see the ball at least get in the air. But overall, yeah, Caleb McGarry, man, he's played really well, and he was opening some holes. You know, Chuck Smith came on with us yesterday and talked about he was really, making some holes and being a big part of the run game and being able to get to the second level, which is key.
Right.
So all that being said, I agree. The thing for me is you mentioned the contract, the contract year. I need to see more than three games of where it's been good and a little bit of bad, but mainly good. I need to see more. 3 years hasn't been great. Nope. I think he is clearly affected by better players being on this line. I think Lindstrom is being affected by, I think Dahlman's doing a really good job. So I think I've always said that if you can have, you don't need all five all pro. I see I've always said this. My thing is, let me rephrase that because that just sounds ridiculous. My thing is you don't need five all pros in the offensive line.
Nope.
You can have a one. You're lucky. There's not a lot up there.
Right.
Yeah. You just need guys who can do their job. And honest to God, they got some guys that can do their job. And I was loved the way Colby Gossett filled in. I don't think it affected them. I saw a couple of moments we just talked about earlier. Maybe there was some miscommunication, but it didn't hurt this offensive line. They looked well, and Caleb McGarry's been a big part of that. And let me tell you something. That's the kind of guy that I think would be willing to stay if they want him back and he continues to perform this way. I think he's a guy that could stay, and I don't think it's going to kill you, but that's way ahead for me. But I am very impressed so far with Caleb McGarry, the way he's got off to a season, because he handled Cam Jordan that first week. And I think Marcus Mariota's helped him a little bit too, being a guy that can move. But yeah, totally agree. I like what he's done so far.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, I think Marcus, you touched on that. You made a very good point. Marcus has helped, in my opinion, the entire offensive line by his mobility. So, you know, that helps make the offensive line honestly look just a wee bit better. But you still don't want to take anything away from them because they still have been very good as a unit. But Marcus definitely, his mobility definitely helps that. And two, I do want to ask you a real quick question before we talk about our defensive players that have surprised us enough. We know Elijah Wilkinson was out due to a personal reason on Sunday. Have you heard anything? I personally haven't. Is he going to be good to go for this Sunday against the Browns?
I have not heard yet. I think we'll get an update today from Arthur Smith on Dukes and Bell if you get a chance to listen. I think we'll get an update about that then. Okay. But have not heard yet. I just don't know. I would love to say, yeah, I think he'll play. I think if he has gotten, you know, if he's gotten the things that he had the personal matter taken care of, I would expect to see him back. I don't think he would lose his job over one game, and I think he's played pretty well. So
yeah,
hopefully we find out today and look, hopefully have the big fella back because he's played very well so far. Nothing against Kobe Gossett. I think the best thing is this is a team that we were sweating depth and we lost the guy in the third game. And the depth didn't seem to be an issue after 1 week, but you know, playing a stout defensive line like Cleveland brings in, you would hope to be back at full tilt.
Exactly. And then the thing too about, you know, the offensive line is you want to keep those same guys because, you know, sometimes we don't talk about this enough, I think. In 2016, you had the same offensive line all season long. And what happened? You were in the Super Bowl. Now, it's not the only reason you went to the Super Bowl, but that was a big part of why you were in the Super Bowl. You had the same offensive line all season long. That continuity on the offensive line is important. So that's another reason you really want to have Elijah Wilkinson back. You want to keep as much continuity for as long as possible on the offensive line. So – well, make sure you guys tune in to Dukes and Bell today and hear what Coach Arthur Smith has to say. And hopefully we get an answer on Elijah Wilkinson, get some insight there. I'm sure we will.